This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again at this time on Old Dan, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners. We bring you studies now on that 11th chapter of Hebrews, and we were looking there at, I believe it's the 13th verse, where it said, and truly, if they had been mindful, 15th verse, of that country from whence they came out, they might have had an opportunity to return. We were looking at those folks, seeing how that God's child has to live in the world and oftentimes renounce the world. But listen, that's a daily progress, a daily process, because the same things that enslaved us before our salvation are continuing, confronting us on a day by day, and we must be on our guard if our hearts are going to be warmed and charmed by the loveliness and the preciousness of our blessed Lord. Satan, the old flesh, the world, and sin enslaved us before we were saved, and we're confronted there on a daily basis. It's a continual renunciation of the flesh and the world. There will never come a time in your life, believer, from now till you enter the pearly gates, that you will not renounce the world. You'll renounce Satan. You'll renounce the flesh. You'll renounce sin. You'll renounce everything in the world and forsake it and turn from it. And tomorrow, there it is. You'll confront it again. And you've got to start out all over again. And I've often said, with one breath, we confess, and the next breath, we're not renouncing and turning to the Lord. And listen, praising the Lord for the blessings of our blessed Lord. That's the Christian life, my friend. You thought it was a bed of roses? No, it's not a bed of roses, but it's gracious. Now, these old folks who jump up and say, and stand on their hind leg, "Oh, I haven't sinned in 10 years. I've told you a couple of instances there. I met a lady at a funeral one day, and after the service was over, she come by where I was standing, and she said, "Oh, what a gracious message. What a gracious message, Pastor." I said, "Well, are you a Christian?" I never had met her before. I just said, "Kindly, you know the Lord?" She said, "I guess I do. I haven't sinned in 40 years. I didn't ask her that, but she blurted that out. "I haven't sinned in 40 years. And I just hung my head and walked. Oh, and then others have said that. You know, listen, my friend, they don't know anything about sin, do they? They don't know anything about sin. Those old devils, young devils, she devils, he devils, don't know anything about sin. And I'll challenge every one of them. The very moment you preach the truth to them, they'll jump up and get mad. It's a sign that there's a rotten spot in their life, and I know what it is. And they'll come around and say, "Well, listen, blah, blah, blah." But sin is sin, my friend. I don't care whether it's in a saint or a sinner. And the thing they don't understand is what sin is. And they'll go on and practice sin all their lives. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. Now, this statement is in striking contrast to Esau, who sold his birthright, putting temporal things above spiritual things. This was in contrast to the children of Israel, who said in Numbers 14 there, "Let us make a captain and let us return to Egypt." Oh, my friend, I think about that bunch oftentimes, and I know a little bit about human nature. But the Lord brought them out of Egypt there by the grace of God, went before them with a pillar of fire by night and a pillar of cloud by day, dried up the Red Sea, brought them there into that wilderness land, got water out of the rock, got manna from heaven. And they said, "Would God we were back in Egypt among the leeks and the garlics and the cucumbers." Oh, my! Isn't that like the world today, my friend? Then they said, "Let us make a captain." This is in contrast to the Gadarenes, who said, "We'd rather have hogs than have Christ." You know how that is? How many have said this? This is in contrast with those who have no rest within themselves. They believe for a while, and temptation, they fall away. Go there and read Luke 8:13. Oh, what a marvelous profession for a while, but they become offended at the word, and they turn away. Mark 4:17. I have folks who are offended with the old trailblazer. I get word from somebody. They don't say anything to my face. I get word behind my back. They say, "Well, I just don't agree with everything the old trailblazer said. I'm offended at him." Well, oh, listen. They might have had opportunity to a return, says our text, and they knew the way back. It wasn't the fact that they didn't know the way back. They had plenty of money to go back with. They were rich. I just praise the Lord for what he's done here in our midst, the old Trailblazer broadcast. And I said, I long to see God lay the mantle on some of our young men, some of our older men and women, to make money for this work. Did you know that would be a gracious thing? We have a gracious radio audience, folks who support this ministry. But, oh, my friend, how many out there never give a nickel? They never do that. And I long to see the Lord touch their heart. And listen, I wish he'd bless you, my friend. He blessed old Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Joseph. Those brethren back there he's talking about here, they were rich. They could have gone back. And listen, if it's God's will that he would touch this assembly here, First Baptist Church of Algiers, that he could raise up some of these young men to make money and make it for his glory, that you would come and write out a check for money to pay for one of these radio stations. I've told folks, some of these stations are a little about $100 a month, some of the smaller stations. You could pay for that, couldn't you? If you want to do that, you write to old Trailblazer and let me know. And then while I'm on that subject, let me give you this information. We put the Trailblazer broadcast on our website, radiomissions.org. You go there and click on Radio Broadcast over there on the left side of your screen. And then under Sermon Archives on the right side, click on the old Trailblazer, and you can hear the messages there 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. We have the messages posted there, and we renew them every few days, and you can see what date they were played or what date they're going to be played. And then you get up early and leave. You don't get time to hear the old Trailblazer, maybe where you live, but you go there. Let me go back and go slow. Let me go slowly. And go to our website, radiomission.org. Click on Radio Broadcast there on the left side of your screen. Then look over there under Sermon Archives on the right side and click on the old Trailblazer. There's about 10 dates there, 10 messages. You could hear all 10 of them if you want to, but you might want to get to one that was played earlier today and you didn't get to hear. Oh, but listen, my friend, listen. Now, let that go for this time. And folks have plenty of time. They had wealth. They had strength for their journey. They could have gone back. I could go back if I wanted to. The Chaldeans had no doubt welcomed them back. They said, old Abraham, he'll come back to us. How many times I've seen folks leave here and go back to the world. Now, my friend, one of the greatest grievances the old Trailblazer has that I know of many who have gone back. They drifted away. You know how they start? They miss a service now. They miss one tomorrow. Miss one next week. Miss two. Miss three. Miss four. And then all of a sudden they're gone. And undoubtedly, if you talk to one of them, they'll be angry with the old Trailblazer because of something I said, because I touched a rotten spot in their life. You know that? My friend, you know that there's a rotten spot in many folks' heart and life, and no one says anything about it because of the smooth preaching that we have these days. But the old Trailblazer, he just goes out, I guess, like a bull in a china shop, and what the Lord lays on his heart. That's right. So let's look. No doubt their old friends would have welcomed them back, just like these folks here do. And I meet folks in the grocery store I hadn't seen for a year or two. And they're friendly to me, but they don't have that same spirit that they once had. The way was open for the Hebrews to have returned to Judaism if they had wanted to go back. The way is open for you, my friend. You may have been listening to the old Trailblazer for many, many years, even on an empty profession. And if you want to go ahead. If you can do it, go ahead. So you saints can return to the world if you want to. Your worldly friends would probably welcome you back with open arms. If you'd just lower your colors just a little bit, drop your godliness, follow their course, they'd welcome you back. That's right. We have people come here and say, look, Pastor, I agree with most of your preaching, but if you just take the sharp edge off of that, just don't be so dogmatic. If you just take the sharp edge off of the message, we would support you. We would support you. I remember years ago, a group of men came to see Pastor Shelton. I think it was four of them, and they had a private conference with him, and they said, now, Pastor, if you just take the sharp edge off of your message, we'll put you on radio stations all over this world, because they appreciated 95% of what he preached. but didn't come down, when they come down to that personal salvation, do you know Christ? Do you know the Lord? They got mad with him. Oh, but listen, my friend, listen. These old patriarchs didn't go back to that country from whence they came. No, there's so much there that we could speak of. They persevered in the path of duty against all discouragement. Now, why do you think? Why do you think they did that? Why do you persevere against all discouragement, Trailblazer? They did not long after the wealth of the world. They didn't long after the honors of the world, the pleasures, the society. No, some of your hearts do. I find over the years, I see folks' name in the paper. I find over the years that they're gone back to that high society. Nothing there to hold them. Why? Now, their hearts were engaged in something great, of greater value, they thought. They had inheritance in heaven. These folks did. They didn't long to go back. And divine grace had taught them that those sources of jar which they had once fled are now like cisterns which hold no water. I tell you, my friend, the sources of jar that I once had are just like an empty cistern. You know what a cistern is, my folks? That's an old country term out here in the country long years ago. They had cisterns. There was a something that held water. Put it on the side of the house and the rainwater got in. But you're like, those folks are like cistern without no water in them. But they found in Christ an overflowing well springing up with everlasting life in their life. They had material things, but that wasn't their chief object. That's not my chief object. No, I appreciate the Lord giving us a pleasant, a convenient term, a lifetime, lifestyle. You know, Abraham thought so little of Chaldea until he would not even allow his servant to go back there for a wife for Isaac. That's how much he thought of it, isn't it? And listen, as I come down the way of life, the things of this life grow strangely dim. They have no source of joy now. Why? It's because of the heavenly city. It's because of that upward look. It's not the absence of temptations which gives evidence of indwelling grace. No, it's the battle and resisting them. It's easy to be good when we cannot be otherwise, but the test of grace of God is the face of severe temptation. Don't go back. Don't look back. No, they said they desire a better country, that is a heavenly country. Abraham, look for a country. They seek for a country. They desire a better country. They declare plainly that they seek a country. So we're going to get back into this in our next study. But we're just looking at these folks. They were folks just like you and I. They'd been redeemed by the grace of God. And now they could have gone back had they desired to. Do you desire to go back? Are you looking for the leeks and the garlics of this world, my friend? The nightlife, the casinos, those things? No, no. God's child doesn't do that thing. God's child wants to serve the Lord day by day. And I tell you, it's grace to know the Lord. This is the old Trailblazer broadcast. I want to remind you of our radio missions broadcast, our radio website, radiomissions.org. You can go there now and look up the old Trailblazer broadcast. But remember the old Trailblazer's mailing address, Radio Missions, Post Office Box, or the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box, 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. Goodbye and God bless you.